The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's doing, Michael?
I'm doing well, Doug. How about you?
Doing all right, buddy. We had a long-time listener passed away. That was really sad. You know, good long-term, long-term client, radio show listener, started working with me, you know, back, you know, the 90s, and... You just never know, bud. Yeah. You just never know. You know, it was very quick and very sudden. 86 years old. I guess I'd sign up for it, but my man Roy, we're gonna miss you. You know, and it's just, I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
You know, he listened to the show every single week religiously.
Yep.
And you know, he's a good man, and we're gonna miss him.
Yeah, and you know, his wife also a terrific person, and you're right, be missed, and that's, you know. How would you say, Doug, we come on the air every week and we talk about, we've been on the air for 20 some odd years, and so many of the people that have been with us along that journey, and some from the very beginning and some along the way joined on, just the terrific relationships that have been built through the
right.
years, you know, and you and I are, I like to say, the luckiest two guys, because along the way, although it's our job, it certainly doesn't feel like work when you're working with nice people.
100%, dude.
You know? Yeah.
You know, it's... It almost felt like a family member. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like a tight friend.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, and that's when you're right. We're blessed with that. You know,
yeah.
we have a lot of relationships with our clients, you know, of that nature. And, you know, we appreciate it. And I hope
yeah.
everybody knows that we really, really do yeah. appreciate those relationships that we have with our clients. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm going to miss Roy a whole heck of a lot. So interesting week out there this week, huh, Michael?
Go ahead.
Well, we had the first phase of the trade deal signed with China this week, right? Which was anticipated and coming along. Now, I hope the second phase, you know, comes along, and they say that we're going to be easing up some of the tariffs. And, you know, the market responded favorably. The market is, you know, still sitting strongly above 29,000 now for the Dow. And, you know, we're in a nice beginning to the year 2020 so far.
Yeah, I agree. It's you know, it is off to, you know, I guess now we can officially say it's off to a nice start to start to 2020. But with that being said, I just feel like there's so much year left and so much happens within a month, a quarter, 2 years that, I mean, a year, you know, we'll see. But I mean, you know, always better than bad.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And listen, historically, you know, years when there's a presidential election, it's not an overly dynamic market year. So, you know, we'll see if history repeats itself. You know, who knows? Nobody's got a crystal ball. But I'm going to tell you this much. We spent a lot of time last week talking about 2019, and I'm going to stay on it here a little bit this week, because you all out there are getting your statements through the mail now. You're getting your year-end statements that show your account values. You're getting your tax documents through the door. It's It's a busy mail, you know, period of time right now. And, Mike, we've got to stay on this, and we have to emphatically implore our listeners out there to make sure that they're paying attention, because in many, many cases, many, many people out there are probably experiencing account values that they've never experienced in their lifetime before.
Yes. And you know what, Doug? My work, I know this week, has reflected that, because I've received phone calls from people, and I've received phone calls saying, you know, with gains, what should we do? Should we be doing anything? The future of the market. I've heard from people saying sooner or later it's going to go bad.
You're right.
So, you know, but these are the things I'm sure right now the listener can all relate to, right? You know, like you're saying, oh, statements come home, they're good. What should we do? Should we not do anything? And what happens if the market goes bad? You know, just the whole, it's that time of the year. And not only is it the time of the year, but what the market's been doing from the end of, for last year, but especially the end of last year into this year, it's getting people thinking a little bit. And I know last week, like you said, we spent the better part of the show talking about this to get people to think and to, if you will, educate and motivate, as we always say every week. But I'm starting to see it with people, and people are asking, you know, questions pertaining to it.
Yeah. And you know something, Mike, it's not even that. I liked your statement there that it's not necessarily the time of year. And I just want to build on that for a second, because what came to my mind when you said that, it's also the segment, the time of the market, right,
yeah,
that you need to pay attention to. It wouldn't matter if this was in August when we were looking at these levels, you know, of the market here. The reality of the situation is that these markets are sitting at all-time highs, historic highs, which, as I said, could very easily translate to many people out here seeing that their account values are at all-time highs. But you have to make sure that you're paying attention to what's going on here and doing the proper thing for yourself. Does it mean it's time to rebalance your portfolio? Does it mean it's time to, you know, look at the risk that you have and take some risk off the table? Does it mean it's time for you to evaluate your future income for your retirement? The answer to the question is yes to every single one of those things, and any other idea that could come to your head related to your funds. You need to pay attention to this stuff. And, you know, right now is the best time to do it.
Right. And you know, what's funny, Doug, is that if you're out there and you're thinking some of the things we just said, and deep down you're saying you're thinking it, but you don't know what to do or how to do it or what's the... You need to do it, though. You know what I'm saying? I guess what I'm saying is kind of like follow your gut, in that if you feel like, okay, you know, should we look at our portfolio, or what's up with the taxes, or what's up with the gains, or whatever, what's going to happen to the future in the market? If you're thinking it, you should take action and take a step forward to do something.
Because, and if you're not thinking it, you ought to be.
Doug, the thing here is that it doesn't necessarily... Something doesn't always necessarily has to be done for somebody or changed or what have you. So I don't want to make it sound like to everybody out there, oh, you know, like everybody needs to do something. That's not the case. But I'm just saying, if you feel like, if you have a question like that in the inner you need to explore it. I always say you have the right to know. At least find out, no, you're okay. Nothing needs to be done. Or yes, you were right. You followed. Because a lot of times, Doug, when people have like kind of, how would you say, a feeling, usually you're right. You just don't know how to deliver it.
Well, that's a very, you know, valid point, Michael, is that people know that they should do this. And by the way, congratulations to the people who called in last week, yeah, right? You know, made me very, very happy to hear the number of people who called in last week to take advantage of having a complimentary consultation with us. Was no obligation, because it shows us that what we're thinking is validated by them calling in. There are people out there, a lot of people out there right now, who may not know where to go. So what they did is they, you know, took advantage of the opportunity and picked the phone up and dialed and called in. And then there's a whole, you know, probably a whole bunch of people who said to themselves, you know, they're right. Our accounts are sitting at levels that we've never witnessed before. Let's make sure we're doing the right thing with this in case the market does, you know, pull back, which, hey, listen, at some point in time it's going to pull back, right?
It has to.
I don't know when. I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year or whatever. But at some point in time, there's going to be a correction along the way. And what we are very big advocates of, if you are a regular listener to the show, is making sure you're paying attention as you go along, because we've seen instances during our professional careers where, you know, mine started in 1991, Mike around 1996 in this, but Mike was in public accounting, so he witnessed this before, you know, he was in financial advising. This is nothing new, is that there have been segments of time when the market has gone in the opposite direction that people wanted it to do, and it has hindered people's financial goals and objectives because they weren't paying attention to it along the line. So the key to anything in life is you got to learn the lessons and remember the lessons as you go along. So, you know, there were lessons, you know, taught in the 90s. There were lessons taught in the early 2000s, the you know, 2008, 2009, 2000. There is lessons to be learned all along the way. But if you don't, learning something and not taking action is just a waste of time. Agreed?
Sure.
Knowledge without action is useless.
Doug, two things as you were talking, I'm sitting here thinking. First off is, you know, again, getting asked by folks, hey, based off of last year, should we be doing something? To me, that question does not come to me every year, right? So my experience over time tells me it comes after special years where the market's really, really strong. And last year was one of the years. So we're getting hit with that question. People are kind of, you know, sample sizes are feeling it and saying it. Now, everybody's not saying it because a lot of people were trying to bring awareness to it. The other thing, too, Doug, I absolutely believe in, and I know you too, is I like to call it, my little slogan is lock in success.
At periods of time, 100%.
You know, and you're saying, well, what do you mean lock in success? Well, here's what I mean. I'll give you a couple examples. Maybe it's you have plenty of money now, generating enough retirement income if you're in that phase where you're set now. No matter what the market does down the road, you're going to have a great income lifestyle. Maybe it's having good fortune in the market and saying we can clear some debt, okay, pay off the mortgage or what have you, any other sort of debt. These are just a couple of the examples of, you know, or I'm getting ready to retire, okay, but I need it X. Well, wow, I'm at that mark now, even though I'm not ready to retire in 2 or 3 years.
Right.
I like to call it locking in for success. And really what it takes is everybody's success is different. It's really what's your financial profile? What do you have going on? And how could you, if you get a year like last year, what should you be doing that applies to you, not to me?
Yeah, because, you know, we spoke about this last week in great length, is that when you get a year like we had in 2019, it potentially could have moved you down the field a lot faster in your, you know, your overall objectives. Now, you should make sure that you do some things to protect those gains, you know, and make sure that you said it earlier, Mike, there may not be any changes to be made, but a review is definitely in order to determine whether or not you should make some changes or not. And you don't want to have a year like you had last year and get ahead, and then, you know, something happened in the market and it gets you, you know, pulled back again, you give it all back again, and then you're like, oh well, you know, I gotta start all over again.
Doug, don't you find it ironic that right now there's folks that are out there and they won't do anything?
Yes.
And then let's just say, for an example, all of a sudden it comes March and the market pulls back 10%. Then they're saying, what should I do? Is this the beginning of the end? Is this 2008 all over again? All the craziness kicks in. But 10% ago, when you felt like you were making a killing, you had zero to say. You didn't want to do any. I just feel it's like, you get it?
Don't wait for the heart attack.
Right.
Right, you know, if you're eating hamburgers every single day from a fast food restaurant,
right,
you probably know that's not the healthiest diet for you to have. Don't wait for the heart attack to determine that you shouldn't do that anymore.
I guess what I'm saying is you're sky high now, but then down the road when it pulls back 10% to where you were sky high, now you're feeling like death and this is terrible. Is this the end? And what should I be doing? You're scrambling. And really the answer is you should always be looking at yourself, at your plan, and saying, how does it apply to me?
Yeah, Mike, if you look over time, you know, my experience shown it, you know, through people that we've worked with over the years, the people that have the this isn't scientific, but the people who have the highest level of accomplishing their financial objectives pay attention to what we talk to them about when it comes to looking and evaluating risk, rebalancing portfolios, you know, that kind of stuff, and just, you know, always having a prudent approach to it, then, you know, hoping that things work out is not a very good strategy or a very good plan. Of course, we always hope that the plan works, but if that's your only plan, you know, you want to have a good strategy in place, and yeah, you hope that it works out. Right. But when you don't have a strategy in place and you're just hoping for, you know, whatever at that period of time, then there's nothing really that, you know, Mike, you can do about it. And you're at the mercy of the, you know, a plane that's on autopilot.
Sure. Sure. Hey, Doug, you know what? Again, you know, last year, great year. We're off to a good start this year. That's what brought up this conversation. And what we're advocating, urging, whatever word you want to put on it, is take a look at your stuff. What needs to be done? How does it apply to you? If you have thoughts, if you're thinking something, you probably should take action for the right to at least know.
Yeah, what we want you to do is we want you to reach out to us and take advantage of our complimentary consultation to sit down with no cost or any obligation and go over this stuff with you and, you know, see where you are, analyze the risk level that you have right now, because I'm convinced there's many people out there whose risk profile is a lot higher now than it's ever been or that they really intend for it to be. And that's because of the benefits of the excellent performance of the equity markets, you know, last year. So if you would like for us to help you, we're here to help you. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give us a call, say, hey, guys, I'd like to take advantage. I'd like to have a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. And let's see, you guys review my stuff for me and let's see where we are. I mean, why not?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, if you don't take some sort of action, you know, it's tough. So the number again, folks, 855-262-3722. And congratulations to all the people who called in last week, you know, for it. And we want to encourage, you know, you all to call in this week as well. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410.
All right, folks, welcome back. And Mike, there they heard it. Our first dinner of the year is coming up February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Going to be a great night. They always are. And, you know, don't forget to call in and register for it because, you know, their seating is limited. And, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Sure. And, you know, come on out, you know, Doug, it'll be a good topic. And, you know, and it's always, like you said, a fun night. And, you know, we answer questions and get a chance to chat. And if you've never met us before, it's a great opportunity for us to meet.
Yep.
And, you know, if we met you before, we look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah. And, you know, just to reiterate, you know, like we said, is that 2019 was a great, you know, great year. And the question's coming up now, you know, now what? And sure, we want you to have the, you know, just, you know, get right to it and have a personal consultation with us. But if you want to come to the dinner, you know, the more the merrier. And if you've already been, you know, feel free to come. But, you know, the other thing is that, you know, I want to remind people is that, you know, take advantage of these dinners if they apply to you. You know, if they apply to your circumstance, your situation, take advantage of them. If they don't apply to your circumstance or situation, call us offline, you know, and talk to us about it. Because, you know, like I did say, is that, you know, seating is limited and sometimes, you know, it gets to capacity and we have to start to turn people away sometimes. And, you know, we don't want that to happen if, you know, if it's applicable to your situation, come on out.
Yeah.
If it's not, if your situation's something else, call us offline.
Yep.
You know, so Mike, you know, if for those who are listening to the show, they heard me, you know, talk about the passing of, you know, a client, and, you know, it started me, you know, thinking again, and it always does this topics on there is that, you know, anticipating the unexpected, because like I said, it wasn't anticipated that he was going to pass away. And, you know, there's a great piece that we have here put out by a investment company called Neuberger and Berman. And they have a piece here that calls, it's titled Anticipating the Unexpected, Involving Your Family in Financial Planning and Decision Making. And I found this piece during the week, Mike, and I think that this is a tremendous, tremendous piece for us to offer out to our listeners to, you know, call in and get a copy of it, because there's really some great information in here that I'd like to take up a couple of minutes and touch on the, you know, the 10,000 foot view of this piece, if you will. And, you know, more importantly, let people know that we have this and we want to send it to you. Our compliments, you know, no cost or obligation. We send you the hard copy out in the mail. But I really want to take a couple of minutes to go over this piece here with you. So if you don't mind, could you kick it off?
Sure. And, you know, Doug, again, it's, you know, first thing that you should do when they talk about is basically what we talk about all the time is create a plan. And, you know, when individuals build a financial plan, it's often for specific goals in mind, you know, retirement, college, et cetera, so on. But you should consider the unexpected.
Right.
Right. And that's right there. That's a great part. And an example of it, Doug, is that, how many times people will go to retire and they'll say, well, between, you know, my Social Security, my wife's Social Security, back and forth and stuff, we're okay. We're good. We can get by. But they don't plan for if something happened to somebody.
Yeah. And, Mike, you know, we spent some time. That's the biggest danger, you know, if you will, in this is that, you know, the unexpected when something negative happens to people. But we also want you to be prepared for the unexpected in good circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, last week you so intelligently brought up the fact that, well, maybe you aren't planning to go on a vacation with somebody, but somebody asked you to go on vacation, and that wasn't expected.
Right.
We want to make sure that you plan properly for opportunities, unexpected opportunities, not just unexpected problems,
right?
If you will.
Sure.
And by creating a plan and doing this, really, you know, we can address both sides of that equation.
Yeah, and many times too, Doug, will also say the unexpected. The unexpected sometimes comes from children or grandchildren that something's in need or something you'd like to participate in. And again, not always negative.
Right.
Not always something bad, but sometimes something positive.
Sure. You know, there's
somebody's
no doubt.
Buying a house or, you know, college education, you know, whatever, something comes up that's a positive event.
Yeah. So it's both sides of the equation. It's just that the ones that get spoken about most are the problematic unexpected things, the tragic unexpected
sure.
things. And I think that they're very important to make sure that you're, your setup than planned for. And one of the things that really comes, you know, to value to people at that period of time, Mike, is that, you know, are you financially organized when the unexpected comes into play? And, you know, we'll talk about financial organization, you know, at another period of time. We've spoken about it, you know, many, many times. But this piece here that we have from Neuberger and Berman goes over the things that you should look at, you know, when creating a plan: your assets and liabilities, retirement income, you know, positions for long-term health. All that stuff is in this piece that they should call and get a copy of.
Sure is. And, you know, Doug, it's almost like this piece is almost like the, you know, touches on all the aspects of planning, of things that need to be addressed or go over. And, I see some things on here, too, that says, one area says reviewing your wishes. And they're talking about living will, health care, organ donation, right? That's a wish, mm-hmm. right? You know, do I want to be an organ donor or not? You know, pre-arrangements on funerals and, you know, so all different stuff. You know, it covers everything. It's more than just saying, let's put a plan together for our investments and our retirement.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, it's that's one of the things that I believe that's a big misconception out there for the public. I really do believe that there's a lot of competition out there for us for what people think that we do. But I think there's very little competition out there for what we actually do with our clients, and that is do these kinds of things. You see, I think when people hear financial people talk, and I do believe that most financial people will talk in the ways of, let's do investments for you and you know, make promises to you and you know, all that kind of stuff. Whereas our approach is very different. It's a holistic financial planning approach. And investments may or may not be part of that. Savings vehicles may or may not be a part of that. Legal documents may or may not be a part of that. But what we're interested in, and where this document, this booklet comes into play, is this kind of reiterates to people our philosophy of approach to your overall financial situation, where all of this stuff is really, really important and they do work together. It's not just about buying a financial product.
100% right. I mean, it goes so much more than the financial product or whatever. It touches on all aspects. And, you know, Doug, you know, sitting here looking at this piece, and again, folks, please pick up the phone, give a call. We'd love to send it out to you. No, you know, that's why we're talking about it. But, Doug, it's so much about what we do. You know,
yes.
We're talking about and saying, you know, evaluate your balance sheet, look at your investments, what are your wishes, you know, how's the living will, what's the will, all different stuff. And, Doug, and I think in so many ways it dovetails into our financial organization that we always talk about,
yes.
right? That we say, you know, have the files in case of an emergency, right? Something unexpected,
mm-hmm.
you know, green's the money file, red's the, you know,
the emergency file,
the blue's all the insurances and so forth and so on. So if you work with us or if you listen to us regularly, you hear this is what we advocate and how it all ties together into a plan for you. But it's not just a plan about, oh, which investment product should I buy?
Right. Right. Exactly. It's a lot more than that. And what we want you to do is we want you to take advantage of the opportunities when we offer out these educational pieces to you and these knowledge. We're trying to help you improve your financial IQ. And at every level, everybody can. We don't want to make you a genius. All right. That takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and, you know, a lot of time that most of you either don't have or aren't interested in putting towards it anyway. But what we do want to do is get these pieces, these educational pieces, out into your hands. And we don't just mass mail these out. These things, you know, it costs money for us to send them out to you. So we want to make sure that it's something that you're interested in. And that's why we make you pick the telephone up and give a call and say, could you please send it out to me? And we're happy to do that. You just got to pick up the phone and give a call. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and we'll get the pieces out to you. Now, once in a while, we fall a little behind in getting some of the pieces out to people because maybe our inventory will run out or something of that nature. So, you know, I know that we ran out of some stuff a couple of weeks ago, and it just went back out, you know, this week when it came in. So that's cool. But, you know, pick up the phone, and if you've heard us talk about any other pieces and you'd like, you know, one of those copies as well, when you call in for this, just leave a message. Say, hey, you know, I heard you talk about, you know, whatever a couple of weeks ago. Could you send me that piece as well? We're happy to do it.
Absolutely.
So, sorry, Mike. So the number, folks, is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Let us send you out this piece that we found and, you know, have asked for Neuberger and Berman to send us, you know, copies to share with you. And, you know, we want to get it out to you. It's Anticipating the Unexpected, Involving Your Family in Financial Planning and Decision Making. It's a great piece.
It sure is, Doug. It's a great title and really, you know, covers it all.
Yep. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
Owning your own business can be one of the most rewarding feelings ever. A business that you run, you employ people. They get to support their family with the money they earn working at your company. You purchase supplies, materials, or inventory from a business that employs people who also earn money for their families. When you sit back and think about it, it is very noble. But too often the business owner does this but doesn't tend to their own needs. Well, we help business owners to continue doing the things to help others and do something new, take care of themselves. Through decades of experience in working with business owners, we can help manage employee benefit costs, look at tax strategies, set up or improve retirement plans, and even plan for what happens to the business when you retire or pass away. You know, the stuff that impacts you and your family by trying to help improve the bottom line. So if you own your own business, and this sounds like you, call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 for a complimentary, no obligation consultation to see if we can help. That's 855-262-3722. We can probably help.
. 2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income, and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back to Your Financial Future, and we're glad that you're investing some of your weekend here with us today. And, you know, we're hoping we bring you good value, and we really want to make you think when we're going, you know, talking to you about different topics of the show here. And, you know, sorry if we disappoint you when you come and listen to the show and you're expecting like hot stock tips and, you know, stuff like that. We don't believe in that. You know, we don't believe in that kind of approach, and that's not what we're all about. We're all about, you know, helping you with your money, you know, and, you know, whatever that may be. Is it retiring debt? Is it taking care of, you know, putting money away for goals and objectives like college or retirement and, you know, designing a strategy for you? And what's really cool in our firm, Mike, the way that we're set up is that not only do we, you know, design a strategy for you, we'll take the steps to implement it for you because, you know, we've known and we see research that we read all the time that, you know, people who, you know, don't have somebody to implement the plan for them more often than not don't implement the plan.
Correct. That's, you know, Doug, you're right. I mean, people, you know, they'll hear something, they'll like it, they'll understand that they want to go do it, but they don't know how to do it. I mean,
right.
It's like, you know, again, I've said 1,000 times, I've given examples. Give me the tiles and, yeah, they look good. I can buy them at the store, but I'm not going to be able to get them down proper.
Right.
And even if
somebody handed you an instruction sheet.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you do try it yourself, you may botch it.
Right.
And you know, I'm glad you brought that up because the issue with the example you made right there is, and versus, you know, making a mistake in your financial life is, if you ruin a piece of tile, you can go get a new one,
right.
You know, cost you a few bucks and,
yeah,
you know, try it again. If you ruin something in your financial life, you can't go to the store and buy a new bag of finances. You know, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
So that's why it's really critically important to, you know, to make sure that you're getting, in my opinion, getting good, solid recommendations, good advice based on your goals, needs, and objectives. That's, you know, that's what it all comes down to. So we're in a segment of the show right now, Mike, about what have you been up to lately. So if you don't mind, I'd like to kick it off. Had a telephone conversation with a client this week where, you know, we very specifically got into their goals and objectives and how, you know, the good fortune of last year has put us ahead. All right. So we had this conversation. It's not a hypothetical thing that we spoke about like earlier in the show. Actually had this. And, you know, we ran the numbers and we looked at it and we collectively decided to make some, you know, portfolio adjustments and reallocations and, you know, so that we purposely reduced the overall risk profile because the previous risk profile is not necessary anymore, right?
Correct.
We got ahead of the game here. We don't need to keep that previous risk profile anymore. We can dial it down now because we got ahead of the game. So, you know, we looked at the portfolios and you know, we made the adjustments in the asset allocations and, you know, we took the equity exposure down to a different level. We used a couple of different financial instruments and really, you know, are solidifying something that, you know, because of last year, for our purposes with this client, got us 3 years ahead.
Mm. Yeah. No, it, you know, all makes good sense. And that's all part of, like you said, sitting down and going through, you know, what were the results of last year? And for the most part, they've been very good. And how does that affect our future?
Yep.
You know, how do we apply it now? What change comes out of it? That's a good conversation to be having. Doug, you know, it's, you know, I'll kind of stay in that theme. You know, it's funny. You know, it's coming up here. I've had a client and I've had also a very close friend call and basically say to me, one said to me, I'm trying to get my niece to come to you and start mm-hmm. doing something. And he said, you know, in light of what's been going on in the markets and he's saying to me, I keep harping her saying that, you know, how good things have been. You need to do something. And I have another friend that said, she needs to start doing something. She's wasting money. Look what the market's doing. She needs to put some bucks away, stuff like that. So I also think, Doug, in a lot of ways, I think there's older people, not old in a sense of age, but just, you know, either with a niece or a daughter or what have you, a son underneath them. And they're looking at what's been going on and saying they need to participate. They need to put money away. They need to get productive with their lives. And I just like to say, I think, Doug, every young person that's ever been referred to us, I always say, let's just get them in. Let's get them started. Let's not inundate them and make it too heavy. Let's get them to catch on and do some things. And then over time, you could develop a plan and get them to spread it out a little bit and do better. So I think the biggest thing is if you know people out there that are younger, whether it be a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew, whomever, a grandchild, get them educated. And part of getting educated is getting them involved in the process. And then as they learn and they get comfortable and stuff, good things will happen. Never too young. Never too young, right? I mean, how many people have said to us, our clients, oh, I wish somebody grabbed me at 22, 23, 24 years old and maybe started doing something.
Yeah. And you know what's fun, Mike, is the when we have the clients who understand the value, of their children starting young and that they make the IRA contribution for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the kid had a summertime job and made, you know, whatever, $8,000 over the summer. And they're like, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the check for their IRA for them because, you know, get them going, you know, in the right direction. So that's always, a lot of fun when we have, you know, clients do that. I had a conversation, Mike, with another client this week, too, who recently moved out of New Jersey. Is no longer their primary state of residency, but Florida is now their state of residency. And the for these folks, the change of residency is resulting in a significant income tax savings for them, significant income tax savings. And, you know, called me up and said, you know, what are we going to do with the extra money that's coming through the door? And I said, well, what we're going to do, what I suggest that you guys do is I want to pay down that other mortgage that you have because you're getting no tax benefit from that other mortgage that you have, you know, anymore. So, you know, we know what your retirement goals and objectives are. We know that, you know, we're about 5 years out from when you want to, you know, pull the plug. Well, let's take advantage of that savings right there and retire your debt for, you know, faster so that, you know, we've got the slate clean when it's retirement time.
Doug, you know, what you just talked about to me for what we do and for what I do for a living is one of the most is always the most gratifying conversation with the clients is anytime we could take good work or something positive, whether through, you know, taxation or whether it's through the markets, whatever, and take that and do something impactful and positive into their life or their lifestyle, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most rewarding thing. To me, it's, you know, people think, ah, stock market's up today, like big reward today. No, to me, when I see impactful things being done from somebody's plan that helps them with their lifestyle is what it's all about.
Yeah, and you know he brought up to me. He goes, you know, are you sure? You know, in light of what we did, you know, last year, our accounts, we're very happy with the. Should we be adding them to the accounts? And I was like, for this client, I said, no. You have plenty in that area right now. Let's focus on the, you know, out 5 years from now, cash flow. We know is, you know, the ultimate determination of whether or not you have financial anxiety or not in retirement. Is there enough money coming through the door? And what puts strains on that is debt obligations. If you have a requirement to pay a certain amount every month for a mortgage, for a car payment, for whatever that is, that's a strain on it. So if we can get rid of that, and oh, by the way, there's no tax benefit anymore for you to hold that mortgage, let's plow it down.
Isn't really, Doug, you know, not having debt really the financial key, the freedom, because then everything else, then what's really left? Your lifestyle.
Right.
Well, you can control your lifestyle, right? If I have enough money to go out to eat Friday and Saturday night, then so be it. If I only have enough money for Saturday night, then I go out on Saturday night. You know what I'm saying? You can control your lifestyle. But when you're saddled in debt and, you know, and it's there. You just can't wave a wand to make it go away. So anytime to me, debt is paid off. It's such a rewarding thing, and to me, it really gets people into psychologically such a comfortable state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to do better things.
Yeah, no, 100%. Oh, Mike, you know what just popped in my head? We made a mistake on the show last week. All right, okay. And we had gotten some misinformation that the IRA contribution went up by $500 this year. It didn't. Okay, so I want to make that clear. It's still $6,000. If you have a catch-up provision, if you're over age 50, it's $7,000. You know, we rely on, you know, third parties for information, and we had gotten this sheet in, and, you know, got brought to our attention by a listener last week that it didn't get changed, and we went and we, you know, we found it. So, you know, want to reiterate that to folks out there is that we did make an error last week, and it is not $7,500 this year for a catch-up contribution. It's $7,000 or $6,000 for a regular IRA contribution.
Okay.
I wanted to, I meant to say that at the beginning of the show.
Stand corrected.
Yeah, totally. Yep. Totally. So what else you got going on this week?
Oh, boy. You know, it's interesting, Doug, and again, I'm going to keep it light in this segment. I'm not going to go too deep in things, but financial organization came up, got a call. Mike, receiving all kinds of documents and paper. What actually needs to be kept? What needs to be kept? What doesn't need to be kept? You know, stuff like that. And you know, again, Doug, it's always a good time to be organized and have everything together, especially for the unexpected, like we spoke about earlier today. But I think this time of the year just brings so many things to light. You know what I'm saying? Like when it comes to financial organization, it really is document time. You and I were talking about before we went on the air, we received our first tax document, you know, in the mail that needs to be done. So it's that time of the year. It's that time of the year to get organized, get your arms around it. And, you know, hopefully that puts you on a good path.
Yeah. And Mike, the we spoke about the conversations that we had with existing clients, but I also had some conversations with people who are not clients yet, who called in last week to take advantage of the the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation with, you know, no cost or obligation, and speaking to them on the telephone, you know, it becomes apparent to me and obvious to me that many people at their workplaces are not getting any guidance on their 401ks or their retirement plans. Zero,
right?
And your employer really shouldn't be giving you that guidance. It should be the representative on the plan. So if first message out there, if you're an employer and you have a 401k and the advisor's not coming to help your, you know, employees, give us a call, because we do a lot of 401k business and we'd be happy to, you know, talk to you about that and see it. But what is becoming very obviously, you know, to me, Mike, is that people are getting large balances in their 401ks and their retirement plans. It's happening. It's over time now. And they're not really getting any guidance. And, you know, I've had multiple conversations with people, you know, where they said to me, you know, we only have a little bit outside of the, you know, the 401k. Most of our money's inside of the 401k. And, you know, I said, okay, well, we'll take a look at that and we'll see, you know, what's going on, you know, in that realm. But, you know, the conversations just there was multiple where it was very similar to, you know, just casual conversation while we were booking an appointment. You know, what's going on in your life? What do you want to talk about? That kind of stuff. It's out there, but there are so few people that are actually, you know, having a financial strategy or financial plan implemented for them. The, you know, there is an endless supply of people for us to help out there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And, you know, especially when it comes to the 401k and, you know, Doug, sometimes people don't even, you know, feel that way. It's just when they come in, you know, like you said, the new clients coming through the door, they may be coming in for another reason. Then they say, here, I have this. And you ask them about, well, what is it invested in? What's the strategy? And they're like, I haven't done anything to it. It's just kind of been sitting there forever.
Right.
So, you know, we know that's an area of weakness for most.
Yeah, well, we know it, but we got to bring it to the, you know, to the attention of the listeners out there. So that's going to wrap up this segment, folks. So what have we been up to lately? Again, just want to remind you that you always have the opportunity for complimentary consultation with us with no cost or obligation. You know, we've got offices throughout the listening area here. We can, you know, we're old school. We make house calls. So, you know, take advantage of it. The number to do that is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. Give a buzz. And, you know, if you do call in and you get a busy signal by any chance, please just call back again. So, you know, sometimes the phone lines get busy. So we will be right back, folks.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here today. And we really hope we're bringing you good value and, you know, making you things, giving you things to think about. And you just heard it again, you know, a minute ago is it's dynamic time of year, Mike. We've got another dinner coming up here, our first one of the year, February 27th, Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. You know, we want to encourage as many people as possible to come out and sit with us for this, you know, this evening. And it's usually, you know, it's usually 90 minutes, maybe a little bit longer because we chat, you know, afterwards. And, you know, we want to, you know, make sure you take advantage of everything we're trying to offer out to you. We really, really do.
Yeah. And Doug, when it comes to the dinner, I mean, you know, if you don't mind me saying, we've been doing them now for, you know, how long,
right? I don't know.
Very long time. And the reason why we keep doing them is because, quite frankly, you guys keep coming and they're successful and the conversation's great. And I, you know, it's a good night and people feel like they get a lot out of it. And, you know, so here it is. First one of the year. We're going to do it again. It's good night. So pick up the phone. Give us a call. Come on out to the dinner. Dinner served right. Not to mention Aqua Blue.
Yeah. Food's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, always hear a lot of good things about it when the folks are there. And so do it.
Yeah. So make sure you take advantage of that. And also make sure you take advantage of the, you know, the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation with us with no obligation. You know, that's, to me, Mike, that's the real nugget, if you ask me. And, you know, I want to take a couple minutes and tell people about our firm, Wealth Management Group, and, you know, how it is that we operate and probably what makes us different than a lot of other, you know, organizations that are out there. First of all is what you hear is what you get. Right. You call in, you are getting either Mike or myself. That's, you know, let that be known. You know, very often people will call in and say, oh, well, you know, I'd really like to have an appointment with Doug or Mike. You know, hear them on the radio. It's the only ones that you're getting is, you know, one of the two of us. We are two regular guys, just like you are. We just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information, as well as to create strategies that are effective and efficient to, you know, do our best to help you accomplish your goals. And what we do inside of, you know, the firm here is we have a cycle that we go through with our clients. And, you know, the first one is where we have an, you know, meeting when we get to know each other a little bit. We gather some data from you and, you know, and talk about some stuff. And really, it's a meeting about you, right, Mike? I mean, it's about the client.
It absolutely is. It's, you know, it's about us understanding you and, you know, doing all that.
Right. And then, you know, we come back, we schedule another time to get together with you and we'll show you our strategies and recommendations that that we're making for you. And one of the things that we're very cognizant of, we keep this stuff simple so that you can understand it. We're not giving you some multi-page computer generated, you know, fluff, if you will, specific recommendations to your goals, needs, and objectives. So, Mike, they come in, we show them that, they say, okay, you know, we want to move forwards. Next step, what do we do?
Well, then you know, you come back and you know, we sit down and it's basically our solution phase.
No, we've done that. We've they accept, they like our recommendations.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is where we get a little bit different than a lot of other organizations.
Well, we implement for you.
Right.
And, you know, whatever it takes to get you launched, whether it be the paperwork or, you know, what have you, to get you, you know, on the road to being started.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's one of the big things that, you know, that we do is we have an implementation process here where we don't just tell you go and do this and now you're on your own and you got to go gather paperwork and forms and documents and all that. We do the heavy lifting for you. Yeah. You know, you give us the okay and we do the heavy lifting. And then we get your plan implemented for you. And then we'll periodically talk to you to review it to make sure it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Sure.
And then that just brings us around in a cycle again, because now we're at the beginning again, kind of, you know, what's new, what's going on, you know, this is what we were trying to do. Is it still the same? Is this what we're looking to accomplish? Okay, great. Then we review the, you know, the plan, where is it, what's our strengths, what's our weaknesses, do we need to make any changes, take advantage of any opportunities, monitor for you if we do, we implement them, and it just, it's a cycle that goes around.
And Doug, how many times can we talk about implementing and helping? How many times do clients that want to move forward with estate planning, even when they're clients for a while and they need to meet with an attorney and sit down and, you know, we're at those meetings to help you and to help you understand because we're on your team.
Right.
You know, we're on the team. Not that the attorney isn't on your team.
Right.
He or she's going to be working for you too, but we help you to understand or to communicate with the attorney of what's going on and stuff. So, you know, we talk about implementing all the time.
Right. And we really try to make it, you know, very, very easy for you to work with us. You know, we try, we really, you know, we want to be known as, you know, the guys who are easygoing guys who you like, you get along with, provide you with sound recommendations, and provide you, quite frankly, with value and service like you've never experienced before.
Sure.
Right? So that's going to wrap it up for this week. Anything you want to add, Michael?
No, Doug, just, you know, again, folks, you know, keep an eye on things. Be proactive. It's that time of year.
Yeah, and please take advantage of the opportunities that we offer out here to you, whether it be to call and get one of the educational pieces that we talk about, to come to, you know, our dinner, or to, you know, the best, in my opinion, of them all is to have the complimentary consultation with no obligation. The number to get a hold of us, 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income, and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410. The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.